Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in resolving conflicts, arguments, or disagreements in a healthy manner. The kinds of conflicts, arguments, and disagreements that take place in daily life involving friends and family, acquaintances and strangers, co-workers and employers. Conflicts which are inevitable, since we're all unique persons coming from a distinctively different mixture of life events and experiences that have shaped who we are and the way we look at things. Conflicts involving significant or important matters, as well as those involving small, petty, or insignificant things. In fact, the more frequently these latter kinds of fights and arguments are over little things, the more reflective they are of ego energy issues. Unfortunately, many of these conflicts taking place are often poorly resolved or never resolved for those with unhealthy ego energy. And this creates lots of distance and destructiveness in many of the closest relationships people experience, and block the opportunity for people to move on and be able to experience the better things that can happen in the relationship. This is why I consider it to be one of the important life areas, that is, our ability to effectively participate in and resolve conflict. People still continue to live in them, in what amounts to a personal hot war, in which people are actively fighting with each other, or a cold war, in which people are quietly, sometimes passive-aggressively, fighting with each other, particularly family. So much healthy living is missed, or lost, when conflicts are poorly or never resolved. They're never over with. They're never done. We're seeing this difficulty play out on a societal level in the polarity in this country and tribalism, which is reflective of a collective ego stupidity, even though those participating in it are smart, they're spiritual, and they're mentally stable people. I'll be looking at this difficulty in resolving conflict in this and other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on resolving conflict, which again during today's program will have us look at how lower ego vulnerability affects the poor resolution of conflict. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy affecting relationships with our family, our friends, and co-workers, even with ourselves, which could stand some improvement, often a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to be able to use our potential, to be able to recognize the service in what we are doing, no matter what it is, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity, affecting our ability to deal effectively with all the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths, truths we need to hear, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity, impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or the presence of mental instability. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. During today's show, we're going to be looking at the impact that lower ego vulnerability has on the way a person deals with conflict, and how difficulty recognizing one's weaknesses and imperfections often leads to the failure to be involved in healthy and constructive conflicts taking place in the form of fights, arguments, or disagreements. Yes, conflicts can be healthy, because they are often opportunities for learning and growth when handled the right way. As a quick reminder, people with lower ego vulnerability are often living at a distance from their emotions, the kinds of emotions that can serve as cues or warning signals that we use to tell us that we are in conflict with others and suggest something needs to be addressed. People with lower vulnerability are often oblivious to how what they said or did had a negative impact on others. People often experience them as insensitive and uncaring because they can be blunt in the way they talk to people, failing to realize this way of talking to people can be harmful or painful. They have a difficult time taking responsibility for how they have hurt people because they are out of touch with their human imperfections and weaknesses as well as their emotions. They walk through life as if they don't exist, which makes it difficult for them to own or take responsibility for them when they make their appearance in the way they go about fighting, arguing or disagreeing with others. They may also enjoy being involved in fights and arguments because of the emotional arousal they get from them. They get a charge out of them and the drama that unfolds. Because under normal circumstances, they have trouble feeling feelings. Feelings like love or anger or fear. They often get a rush from being in conflict, the way some people use different forms of entertainment to feel emotional excitement. In some respects, fights and arguments and disagreements can be a form of entertainment for them. But most of the time, there is emotional detachment brought into their conflicts. They often have little or no clue as to how often or how deeply they are impacting people with their indifferent, disinterested, and emotionally detached ways of interacting with people. They underestimate the damage they are often doing to relationships, and their emotional detachment and difficulty recognizing that they have weaknesses and imperfections, just like all of us do. We'll be mentioning some of them when we look at symptoms and ego stupidity often occurring when they're in conflict. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who do experience these very difficulties, because there are over 8 billion people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the hedonist, the inattentive person, and the sadist that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego vulnerability voice, what I refer to as the mixing of our ego energy and our mind, and whether it's talking to you and through you in your life when you're confronted with conflict. And here's the first symptom. You can be cold, reckless, and insensitive when in conflict with others. People with lower ego vulnerability often display a cold, reckless, and insensitive quality when in conflict with others. And I want to mention, this is a pattern, meaning it happens a lot. Maybe all of us, in some way, shape, or form, may exhibit various symptoms and ego stupidity on a what I call isolated basis. But these are things that happen on a much more regular and consistent basis that reflect the ego energy at work. So being cold, reckless, and insensitive when in conflict with others is often a pattern you see with people with lower ego vulnerability. They have difficulty recognizing the emotional weight of their words and their actions when in disagreement and the emotional impact on others. They have a hard time, it doesn't register to them how they are affecting people in their words and their actions when conflict is happening. Here are a few questions for you to consider whether this is occurring for you or somebody you know or love. Have people told you that you can be cruel and mean when arguments take place with you? People with lower ego vulnerability may hear others at some time tell them that the way they are within conflict is harsh, that it can be mean for other people to experience with them. Another question. Does it matter to you if your words are hostile, mean, or threatening, meaning the tone of them? For people with lower ego vulnerability, it doesn't even matter to them how they are, and perhaps the more hostile, mean, or threatening tone they may take on. Again, part of this is because from an emotional standpoint, they are detached or disconnected or weak in their ability to experience the kinds of emotions we all use, engaging and guiding how we are with people, things like love or anxiety or guilt. Another question. Does it matter to you, or do you consider the emotional impact you have on others during arguments? Being able to consider how you're affecting people, even as the argument is taking place. Something that many of us often do. We try to read the people we're working with or having conflict with and see how they're dealing with it, how they're reacting to it. For people with lower ego vulnerability, this isn't something they pay a lot of attention to. So when you think of these questions and the answers and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You often miss conflicts and don't realize that you have unintentionally said or done things to upset people. Again, people with lower ego vulnerability often get into a pattern of missing conflicts and failing to realize that maybe they unintentionally said or done things to upset people. Again, this is part of the emotional distance they keep from themselves and often others. People with lower vulnerability are often oblivious to how they are affecting people. They're oblivious to it. Are you surprised to find out that people were more upset than you thought they were? Maybe somebody after the fact clues you in that somebody was affected more deeply than you thought they were. Or do you think an argument is over before it's really over? Sometimes when people stop talking, the person thinks, oh, okay, the argument's over, it's done. But it really isn't if it hasn't been worked with or resolved. And so there's this premature sense of, okay, that it's over with, and it's not. Also, do you have difficulty realizing when an apology is in order? An apology in some ways is instigated by feelings, by emotions, and perhaps ownership of what one has done, which is not easy for people with lower ego vulnerability to do because the emotional cueing that we use to guide us, to encourage us, again, is often lacking and weak. And therefore, the notion or the thought of an apology doesn't even register in the thoughts of the person with lower ego vulnerability. When you think of these various questions and the answers and the symptom, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're going to take a look at one more symptom before we take our first break. You have difficulty learning anything from conflict. People with lower ego vulnerability often have a hard time learning anything from conflict. They're not motivated to learn anything from conflict. Again, the emotions that we often use to motivate us to learn in the face of conflict are often weak or absent. People with lower vulnerability often have difficulty realizing that they have anything to learn from conflict because the emotion needed to do so, particularly guilt, is often lacking or absent. Also, this issue with not being in touch with their healthy human vulnerability, with their weaknesses and imperfections, is also getting in the way of thinking that they could or should have learned something from the disagreements or conflicts or arguments that took place. Here are some questions for you to consider. Do you think that conflicts have more to do with what others need to change rather than what you have to change? So a conflict is really about getting somebody else to think about something or do something differently than what you or the lower vulnerability person has to do. Do you have difficulty reflecting on the argument? Thinking back on what happened and where it happened, again, it's almost like if it's out of, when it's over the actual talking, it's out of sight or out of mind. And also, do you have difficulty questioning your own thoughts and actions that took place in the argument? You know, being able to look back and think about what took place and the ideas that you shared, the ideas that they shared, and whether they were necessarily lacking in what you were thinking or saying. So when you think about these various questions and the symptoms, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some reflections of ego stupidity connected to lower ego vulnerability and that person's capacity to deal with and participate with in conflict and to resolve it effectively. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening to a lower ego vulnerability person's difficulties in participating in and resolving conflict. Some of these can seem strange or odd or weird, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower vulnerability, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to participate within and resolve conflict due to their lower level of ego vulnerability. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with conflict. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the lower vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with the arguments, fights, and disagreements going on in their life. And these are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy lower ego vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity we're talking about. Doing this with the use of ego medicine, consisting firstly of coming to understand what ego is and isn't. Coming to understand that your ego is an energy intended to help you to survive. Just the way your brain is trying to help you survive and your heart is trying to help you survive, that's the work of your ego to also do that. But unfortunately, when it becomes imbalanced in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability, we start to survive and we stop living our lives, and things unhealthy start to take place in many of the key life areas that I talk about. We also need to understand the things that are not true about ego that are often said in writings. Things that include the idea that your ego in some respects has an intellect, that it is capable of thinking and forming ideas, having an awareness of itself, which it can't have. It doesn't have an awareness of itself. It doesn't have an awareness of you. It doesn't have an awareness of God. But this is often suggested in the things that have been written about ego. And also understanding that your ego doesn't have an intentional quality. It's not exerting any specific intentional effort in your life. Again, something often suggested in writings that just isn't the case because, again, ego is plain and simply an energy. Also, the second ingredient to our ego medicine is being able to tune into our ego energy, meaning getting an understanding of the power level, the flexibility level, and the vulnerability level going on within our ego energy. This is something that I do via my website, my books, and these podcasts to help you do that tuning into process, because this is new territory. No one has ever written about ego as an energy and contemplated the levels of power, flexibility, and vulnerability at work. And then one more ingredient of ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the ones that we create. Ego doesn't create them, but we create them built upon the energy that is flowing into our mind. And we replace them with ideas and understandings and awarenesses that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of our program today will deal specifically with this third contributor, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality, the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego vulnerability bring into their efforts to participate within and resolve conflicts. And here is the first reflection. I'm not hurting or harming people with the way I talk to them during fights or disagreements. Again, I'm not hurting or harming people with the way I talk to them during fights or disagreements. This is a non-reality-based thought, because the reality-based thought is that when we interact with people in certain dysfunctional ways, they often do create harm or hurtfulness for other people. People with lower vulnerability and emotional detachment are often minimizing or eliminating the notion that they can be causing damage to others in the way they are fighting or disagreeing or arguing with them. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also starts to happen. For example, the notion that people will get over it, meaning that people, whatever the conflict was, if it was affecting somebody, they'll just get over it. And failing to realize that that's not a reality-based thought, because a lot of times people will have difficulty resolving or ending the emotional effects that may be overlaying over the content of what was being discussed. And so that's a non-reality-based thought. Also, coming to understand, or the non-reality-based thought, it's no big deal the way I treated them during the argument. Again, minimizing the style of interaction. We talked earlier about being reckless or insensitive, and sort of minimizing all of that. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because it, in fact, is a bigger deal than the person with lower vulnerabilities making it out to be. Another thought, it's okay for me to talk to people the way I want to talk to people. So this idea, this non-reality-based idea of giving oneself permission just to be whoever they want to be and the style they want to talk to people, it's okay. So being crude, being cruel, being mean, being insensitive, being reckless, that's okay. Well, that's a non-reality-based thought. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that it's not just what you say during your arguments or disagreements, but it also matters how you say it, which is also as important. But until then, when you think that you're not hurting people or harming people with the way you conduct yourself during fights or disagreements, and all the rest of what I've just shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. We'll go on to the next reflection of ego stupidity. I can't really learn anything from the argument or disagreement. People with lower ego vulnerability, due to these issues with recognizing their human imperfections and our weaknesses, have a difficult time with the idea that there's something that can be learned from others within the disagreement or argument taking place. And that's a non-reality-based thought. People with lower vulnerability, due to the distances and their weaknesses, often think of themselves as like a finished product. There's nothing more that needs to be done. I don't need to change anything or add anything. I'm fine. So the argument really can't teach me anything. And again, that's a non-reality-based thought. And you don't have to be stupid or lacking in non-spiritual or mentally ill to think it. You can be a regular person like you and me because it's caught up with this energy. Some additional thoughts. I can't learn anything I don't already know. So the person with the lower vulnerability begins to think that I can't learn anything I don't already know. Meaning, in a way, I know everything already, so there isn't anything else to know. Or that other people have more to learn than I do. So the conflict is more about getting them straightened out, getting them about this issue or disagreement, not myself. And also another non-reality-based thought, nobody can really teach me anything. Nobody can really teach me anything. So when you think that, that's a non-reality-based thought, because in actuality, we can all learn. We are all meant to be, in some respects, lifelong learners, because there's always something for us to learn. But when your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that I'm not as perfect as I think I am and could stand to learn a few things. And that's a healthy place when we're getting to when the energy is healing, that lower vulnerability energy. But until then, when you're thinking that you can't really learn anything from people in an argument or disagreement and all of the rest that I share with you, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is, I'm not involved in many fights or disagreements. People with lower ego vulnerability often underestimate the amount of conflict they may actually be in. And that can be a non-reality-based thought, because there can often be more things going on. It's just that the emotional registry of conflict is weaker or non-existent, so they don't realize that they've actually had more of them than they did. People with lower vulnerability often miss fights, again, due to the weak emotional cues that are telling them they're happening or failing to tell them they're happening. And this leads to other additional ego stupidity things, such as, I don't need to pay attention to the way I'm acting. So this need to monitor oneself, which is something we all need to do as things are taking place. They don't think that that's something they need to do, but in actuality, they do need to do it. Also, I'm not having any impact on others. Again, failing to recognize the effects that they're having on other people, thinking that they are not having an impact. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because they are having an impact on other people. And also that I'm not disrespecting others in the way I am being in conflict, failing to see the disrespect that's often taking place and thinking that it isn't taking place, which is a non-reality-based thought. That's not true. There is an effect going on. You're just not seeing it or realizing it. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that there can be more going on than meets the eye, and leading to subtle, if not overt, tension within the contact with others while in conflict. But until then, when you're thinking that you're not involved in many fights or disagreements and all the rest of what I've just shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. Now we're going to go ahead and take a look at some specific insights that are connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface. Insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you're caught up with lower vulnerability, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here is the first insight. Your lower vulnerability voice, again, the combination of your ego energy working in your mind, is preventing access to the emotion that can alert you to what's really happening during conflict. So it's blocking you from having a connection to the emotion taking place. So It's preventing you from experiencing the love that can bring empathy and compassion to others while in conflict. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty experiencing empathy and compassion, and that's rooted in love. It's also preventing you from experiencing the anxiety that can help you to be more mindful and cautious in the way you confront others within conflict. So anxiety can be very useful, very helpful in helping us to pay attention to our thoughts and our expressions, being more mindful and self-aware of what's really going on. And it's also preventing you from experiencing the guilt that can help you to own how you have harmed others within conflict. Again, guilt can be a very important, healthy emotion, helping us to own what we need to own, including that which may occur within the confines of conflict. For people with lower vulnerability, they often have issues with regard to that experience. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower vulnerability voice, the mixing of your energy and ego energy and mind, is preventing you from considering your weaknesses and imperfection that could help you to see more where you have been wrong regarding the issue that is the focus of the conflict or disagreement. So this is preventing you from taking into account your fallibility, your imperfection, your weaknesses that can help you to consider those things. It's preventing you from being open to question yourself in conflict. So there's a healthy need to question ourselves as conflict is taking place, as we are listening and hopefully learning from others when it unfolds. But this is not happening for people with lower vulnerability. It's also preventing you from being willing to find the weakness in your positions and conclusions. Having this ability to look within and to find if there is anything that's lacking in your positions, your ways of looking at the issue, or what's under contention. And it's preventing you from seeing where others are right or can be right and have something to offer you. Again, this energy is preventing you from looking at others and thinking about them as offering something to you that could be of benefit. When you awaken or are more conscious of your lower vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to take a look at one more insight before we go to our next break. Your lower vulnerability voice is the blending of your energy, ego energy, and mind is leading you to miss how you may start conflicts for the purpose of the emotional entertainment that you can get from them. I mentioned this earlier, how people sometimes enjoy the emotional excitement or arousal that can come from being in conflict. It's often leading you to precipitate or prolong needless conflict for your amusement. You enjoy the conflict because you enjoy the arousal, the emotional arousal that comes with it. It's leading you to precipitate or prolong drama that can be stressful to others. So you can be quite stressful for other people that you don't realize because of what's going on. And it's leading you to use emotions as tools for manipulating others within conflict, something that you may not realize that you're actually using the emotion as kind of a tool to manipulate others within the conflict. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to participating in and resolving conflict. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of participating in and resolving the conflicts taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity when involved in conflict. And we'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with conflict. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when the absence of emotions such as love and anxiety and distance from the imperfections and weaknesses of their humanity weakens their efforts to participate in and resolve conflicts with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly participating in and resolving life's fights, arguments, and disagreements within healthy vulnerability that recognizes and accepts the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity. When your lower vulnerability and emotional detachment prevents you from lovingly participating in and resolving all of the conflicts that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is. We must bring unconditional love and acceptance for ourselves and others to the arguments and disagreements that occur with our family, our friends, and neighbors, so that we can resolve them with learning, growth, and acceptance. When your lower vulnerability and emotional detachment weakens participating in life's conflicts with love, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected and work with those with whom we are in conflict, so that we can learn and grow from each other within the opportunities that healthy conflict provides for all to speak their truth when it is supported by unconditional love and acceptance for all, including those with whom we are in disagreement. When your lower vulnerability and emotional detachment are burdening you with a weakening or absence of love to motivate your efforts while participating in life's inevitable conflicts, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must bring love into our efforts so that we can fully be motivated within the opportunities they provide to learn and grow from each other. When your lower vulnerability and emotional detachment are limiting the amount of love you can bring to participating in and managing conflicts, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The participation in conflict with unlimited love and acceptance will open the door to learning what must be learned by each participant and resolving them with growth, peace, and love, rather than ignorance, animosity, and distance. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll take a look at ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with life's conflicts. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when emotional distance and failure to recognize the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity is leading them to dishonor and disrespect others with coldness, recklessness, and insensitivity during conflict. Your divinity involves recognizing, honoring, and respecting others while in conflict with them, so that you can respectfully participate in and resolve the arguments and disagreements taking place. When your lower ego vulnerability and emotional insensitivity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with cold, reckless, and insensitive attacks and insults when in conflict, you're not being the life God is. The increasing of your sense of healthy vulnerability and the acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity will allow you to treat others with civility and dignity within conflict. When your lower vulnerability and emotional insensitivity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others by using conflict as a means to your emotional arousal and entertainment, you're not being the life God is. The increasing of your sense of healthy vulnerability and the acceptance of the weaknesses of your humanity will allow you to work with the gift of your emotions that is respectful of their true purpose in healthily resolving conflict with others. When your lower vulnerability and emotional insensitivity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with disregard as to how you are affecting them with your thoughts and words, you're not being the life God is. The acknowledgement and acceptance of your humanity will allow you to honor and respect the need to consider emotional needs of others as you partake in conflict with them. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any conflict can't be resolved in peace and love. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the conflicts, disagreements, and arguments that life will bring forth. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower vulnerability and who lack a healthy recognition and acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to participate in and resolve conflicts within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not living at a distance from the weaknesses and imperfection of their humanity. Our divinity involves healing and transformation in which we are willing to work with and manage life's conflicts by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and others, when it is not being obscured by detachment from our emotions and humanity. It involves healing and transformation, in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding from both within ourselves as well as others when in conflict, that is unencumbered by the distortion that emotional detachment and distance from our humanity often brings to dealing with conflicts in the light of truth. When lower ego vulnerability and distance from the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity is keeping you at a distance from knowing truth and understanding about the facts, mistruths, and lies at work within conflicts, you're not being the energy God is in working with them. The recognition and acceptance of your humanity will open the door to deeper truth and understanding, in which you can openly question and learn more about what all are sharing within conflict, that will lead you on the path of truth and peaceful resolution. When lower ego vulnerability in the absence of healthy emotion is keeping you from learning truth and understanding that you can get from within yourself and others while in conflict, you're not being the energy God is. The availability of your emotions, such as love, guilt, and anxiety, will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the wisdom and insights that can be obtained from all within conflict. When lower vulnerability and emotional detachment is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the destructive impact your approach to conflict is having on yourself as well as others, you're not being the energy God is. The recognition and acceptance of yourself and humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the ways you have harmed yourself and others with failure to healthily participate in conflict. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty working with life's conflicts, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope that what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine, by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact, will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you, and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given, It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual, because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.